Welcome back to the 1209 show. That's right, it's the voice of 1209. I am now the anti-podcaster because Milo has shown me the error of my ways. That's right, the MiloCast, in calling me the anonymous twit, has shown me the awful, horrible ways that a critique of something can become. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, because to critique something means to be bashing the entire community. Yeah, okay, let's see. I mentioned Dave Weiner, and I mentioned people trying to make easy money off of podcasting. Like, you know, remember the banner ads, Gum Buckets, and, you know, Press Here, little guys. Yeah, that was the entire podcasting community. Now, what Milo fails to mention is that I also mentioned that the really cool part of podcasting is, in fact, the creativity. And Milo did kind of mention that a little bit, but he didn't get into it as much as his really aggravation that I was attacking his private community of podcasting, where, in fact, I actually supported the community of podcasters who were doing cool, creative, and original work. I was, yes, attacking the term podcasting because, well, the term podcasting sucks. And I'm sorry if that hankles you a little bit there, Mr. Milo, but, you know, let's face it, yeah, you've identified yourself with it, you're branded with it, as are a lot of people, but, you know, when it changes to something else, you'll rebrand, and it will be all good, and believe me, you'll come to apologize and forgive Mr. 1209 for pointing out the obvious nature of, you know, hype phrasing, mass media marketing, and, you know, branding and that type of thing. But that's not what I was getting at. I was not getting at the branding or the hype. Well, I was getting at the branding and the hyping. What I was getting at is this stuff has been done time immemorial. I mean, back in New York in the 1970s and 80s, there were open phone systems that you can call in, leave anonymous messages or tag messages, and people can kind of converse with each other through these little voice line things. BBS has had this type of thing as well. The downloading of enclosure tags and MP3s, and yes, the MP3 thing has made it easier for some folks to do it, but the mechanism is not the message. The mechanism is the mechanism, and there will be another mechanism in the next whatever number of hype cycles we're talking about. So, Milo, get your undies out of a bunch there and realize I'm not attacking the entire community en masse, but I am attacking specific parts of it. You don't sound like you're part of it. You sound like you're being pretty with the guy who just kind of hair triggers on commentary on open podcasts, which, you know, is kind of, you know, I don't know if that's part of a point I want to talk about, but I'll get to that in another podcast. So, let's see, what else? Okay, the use of the term twit. An anonymous coward. Well, we know you read Slashdot. And the twit part, well, you're Monty Python geek. But who isn't? Who's not waiting online to see Spam a Lot on Broadway? And I'm sure there's someone right now ready to podcast about Spam a Lot on Broadway, and that's cool. But that wasn't my point. My point was not attacking an entire community. My point was critiquing parts of the community that I find pretty darn offensive. And I'm sorry if you kind of whitewash the whole thing in one big broad brush stroke. That's okay. That's what, you know, people who are reactionary do. And, you know, I'll forgive you because I think, yes, we can work it out. We can work it out. We can work it out. Coda, verse, chorus. See what I'm saying? It's that easy. It's that darn easy. And what I didn't get to finish off on my EverQuest rant was, yes, I was trying to make a co-assertion type of thing about EverQuest players and the type of crackheads who would take podcasting to the commercial stream that I see it becoming, because, yes, there are sheeple in the world, large amounts of them, that will buy anything you can sell them. And while that is the case that in this market you can sell, you know, ice to Eskimos, I still find it kind of, you know, shitty to be selling ice to Eskimos, just as I find it pretty damn shitty to be selling people, you know, goods that they could well do for themselves or get elsewhere at a better price or no price whatsoever. And no, I'm not a communist, okay, so get off that crap too, because I do believe in a free market, and not that any markets are free anymore with government regulations and such, but I do believe in the market of ideas. The market of ideas will hold forth the assertion that I'm putting forth here, that the term podcasting is pretty darn crappy. I'm not the only one saying this. I'm sure if you look around UFO, Jason Scott's blog the other day, I noticed the various screeds against podcasting. And blogging itself, I mean, blog, what kind of name was that to call personal web pages or journals? Blogs, come on, please. Hype, diddy, hype, diddy, hype, hype, hype.